Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Smart Cleaning School podcast, helping cleaning professionals make the impact that they were meant to make. So many have been asking me, Ken, teach me pricing. Well, here's a pricing episode. It's not your price, it's your process. But first, a funny papers edition. I have another funny papers story from Angela Brown's Professional House Cleaning Facebook group. This one comes from Patty Leahy of Easy Peasy Cleaning LLC of Havelock, North Carolina. So she raises her hand and says, I've got a story. Here's her story. She says, I've been working on a client's house for a move out. It's the third day of me returning due to the scheduling. I could only work so many hours. Well, I show up and the door is locked and the owners are gone. So I started cleaning the outside windows since I needed to do it anyways. You know where this is going, don't you? I clean all the windows and even the door frame. A car pulls up that I haven't seen before and is watching me. A couple minutes later, I hear yelling down the street, Hey, Patty, over here. Patty, what are you doing? I look over and see the owners I was supposed to be cleaning for. They're at a different house. I was at the wrong house doing the windows of the neighbors. Oh, boy. And the owners of the house I was supposed to clean were just watching me. And the owners of the house that I was at were watching me. I guess they saw the good thing and they didn't want to stop me from doing it. Well, I was embarrassed, but at least I have, two houses with clean windows. All right, I've done this before. I never fully cleaned a house. I've only shown up at the wrong house, and it's been embarrassing. But to fully, clean, it sounds like from the story, I didn't get the full details, but Patty was cleaning for 3 days. So I'm hoping, I'll have to get some clarification on this. So Patty, if you're listening, did you do the first 2 days at the right house and the third day with windows you did the wrong house? Because how'd you get in the other house the first 2 days? Maybe a part two to the story. Here's the promised episode on your process. I go into Facebook groups and comment and help people whenever I get a chance. That's how I've also gotten some funny stories, as you can tell. And I shared this exact post in one of the free Facebook cleaning groups I'm in, and I thought it was valuable enough to include on the podcast. Here's the post. I am new to this group, but not new to cleaning. I love this industry and helping newbies. I see pricing posts all the time and wanted to share some insights that I just shared with another member on her private question about pricing. The question goes something like this. Is this price too high? Is this price too low? People are so cheap. How do I get them to value what I do as a professional cleaner? Have any of you ever asked this question? Here is my response that will help you overcome these pricing objections. It's not your price, it's your process. It's not your price, it's your process. When people ask for price first and quibble over price first, one of two things is happening psychologically. Number one, they don't trust you yet. What's the solution? Remove your price list first. Don't lead with that. Lead with you. Lead with your unique solution to the community for cleaning. Lead with your personality. Lead with how your service will make their lives better. This builds trust. The price question will come up, but not right away. In my experience, my best and highest paying clients didn't even ask about price until the end of a phone call or in-person meeting. They were so excited to get their problem solved through my service, they didn't care how much it cost. Number two, they don't respect cleaning as a craft or field of expertise and are treating it like shopping around for the cheapest widget. What's the solution for this? Either educate these people through your content, Google, Facebook, website, blog, newsletter, in-person presentations, etc., or avoid them to find better clients that do value your expertise as a professional cleaner. Those are the right ones, and they will hear your prices, and as long as they highly value you as a professional expert in your trade, they would actually be surprised if your prices were not high. Ooh, that's an interesting one. I ended the post this way. It's nice to be here. I pray that speaks to you. This is good for solos to hear as they consider scaling or those already doing it. This post was pretty well received with many exclamation points in agreement. I want you to study the two reasons you are struggling with cheap prospects, unwilling prospects. Have you dealt with each scenario? I bet you have. I know I have tons. How did you deal with them? Did you try to appease or lower your prices? Did you get mad and complain to someone on Facebook? Did you learn what you could from the scenarios and become a stronger business owner, a wiser business owner? Do you realize that knowing who you don't want is many times more valuable than knowing who you do want? What did I just say? I'm going to say that one again because I needed to hear that one again too. Do you realize that knowing who you don't want is many times more valuable than knowing who you do want? Are you struggling with pricing and cheap clients? Would you like to find the best ones that appreciate you and pay your prices? You need the ISO model and the Solo Elite membership. You can optimize your solo cleaning business to earn over $50,000 profit less than 20 hours per week without employees or subs or drama. Get access to this game-changing training for only $57 per month or $597 per year in the Solo Elite membership at smartcleaningschool.com/elite. Members get access to the full ISO model course to optimize your solo business, plus access to the Solo Elite community, bonus podcast content, access to private coaching, and additional courses at 50% off. You can also sample the membership with our brand new Backstage Pass, which is found at smartcleaningschool.com. Today's episode was brought to you by ZenMade. Would you like to streamline and automate your scheduling, communication, and payment in your residential cleaning business so you can have more time to work on building more profit? Check out the Smart Cleaning School's ZenMade exclusive deal. Get 25% off your first month of ZenMade. Plus, get free and SCS exclusive access to the full library of Made Service Success Summit talks and the new ebook, The Essential Guide for Automation for Made Service Owners. That's a 25% discount and $276 in free education. Good deal. Just go to smartcleaningschool.com/resources and you'll find our partner deals about halfway down the page. Simply sign up for a 14-day trial through the SCS link and someone from the ZenMade team will reach out and send your free ebook and summit talks. If you have a residential cleaning company of any size, get ZenMade now. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. It's not your price, it's your process. I do pray and hope that this information hits you and it hits you hard. I do hope you realize that you can select the customers that you work with. It's your business, so run it the way that you would like it to grow. Have an amazing week.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.